B-Pod Studios.
The MRL Morning Show on demand.
It's an exciting moment here on the show because we last week went to BetterMed here in Charlotte. They got multiple locations. You can find all the details and you know where the locations are online at BetterMedCare.com. And we got the COVID-19 antibody test, and then we got the actual nose swab for the if you currently have it.
We have one of the doctors from BetterMed Medical on the phone with us. Dr. Z is on. Good morning, Dr. Z.
Good morning.
We got the test done last Wednesday, exactly 1 week ago. And I got to be honest, Dr. Z, going into it, so many people had told us, like, be prepared. It's invasive. They go to your brain when you get your swab. And Roy, Nicole, and I got the test done. We're waiting for the results here. We'll get them in a minute. But we have to first say it wasn't as bad as we thought. Why is that?
I don't know, because let me tell you what really happened, Dr. Z. Nicole goes back there. She comes back freaking out. Because they did the nose thing. And then so I'm thinking that, and I'm like, oh gosh, well, I'm not going to handle it well. If Nicole is not handling it well, then Manny goes back and he's like, yeah, it's like I was picking my nose.
That's true. Like, I did say that.
He's like, it was no big deal.
But your swab that you guys do at the BetterMed, at least here in Charlotte, it doesn't go to your brain like the other ones do, we were told. Is that correct?
That is correct. So there's a couple ways that you can get the sample for what we call the active infection, the virus. The one where they scramble your brain, the nasopharyngeal swab is really, that's what it does. It scrambles your brain, makes you cry, makes your eyes water. It's really, really uncomfortable. The other one is the nasal swab, anterior nasal swab. So you get a sample from your nose. And the last one is a swab like you get when you get a strep test. So those are the three types of tests. So luckily, you guys did not get the scramble your brain test.
No, we didn't. We got the nose swab, and that is to test to tell us whether or not we're positive for currently carrying coronavirus. Is that right?
That's correct.
And you have the results in front of you from us?
I do. I mean, I've got good news, and all three were negative for active infection.
Oh, yes. Good.
It's really good news, so that's great. You guys want to talk about the antibody results, or you guys want to talk a little bit about the test, whatever you want, because I've got the antibody results also.
We'll get to the antibody results coming up here in just a minute, just after 8, because that's the one I'm excited about, too, because that is, Dr. Z from BetterMed, if you feel like you were sick at some point and you didn't get the swab test to say whether or not you had the virus during the time you were sick, the antibody test will tell you whether or not you thought you had a cold or allergies, but it was really COVID-19, correct?
That's exactly it. I mean, I couldn't have put it better. That's if you've been exposed, had the infection, as you know, 50% of people who have the virus are asymptomatic, and the people that are symptomatic or have symptoms, 80% of them have very mild symptoms. So they're like, allergies or cold or something else. I feel okay, right? So, that's what that test tells you.
I had a terrible April with allergies. That's why I would not be surprised if I have a positive antibody test.
And then, you know, there's all these people, Manny, who's like, well, back in October of last year, before coronavirus even came about, it was a horrible sick. You know, people are,
right.
The timeline's all fuzzy. But listen, Dr. Z, we want to know the results. We want to know your opinion on all those things. Manny thinks he could have had it back in April.
You want it so you can go out?
Well, even though there's no science that proves it, but yes. But we will find the results out with Dr. Z on the Manny War in the Rim Morning Show coming up in 5 minutes. Don't go anywhere.
Here we go, world. WNKS, WNKS, HD Charlotte.
Come on.
Yeah.
It's mornings with the Manny Roy and Loren Show on KISS 95.1.
All right, it is the Manny War in the Rim Show with Dr. Z from BetterMed Urgent Care right here in Charlotte. Locations, multiple locations. You can find all the details with them at BetterMedCare.com. Last week, we went to BetterMed to get the COVID-19 test to see what that was like. We also got the antibodies test. Now, I was pretty confident in the COVID-19 test because none of us currently have symptoms, and that did come back as negative. We do not have COVID-19. What we really want to know is the antibodies, because there was a period in April where Manny, hey, he was dealing with the sniffles and felt bad. And Dr. Z, there was about 2-3 days, because I bring a thermometer into work every day, and there was about 2-3 days where both him and my producer, Nicole, had 100 degrees on the temperature scale, which I know that's a pretty low fever.
We told him his little contraption was broken. We said the thermometer's busted.
Yeah, but ever since, it's now been the normal 98. You two were just warm those days.
Before you give us the results of the antibody test, is that something you guys in the medical field are still standing behind, which is that you should be taking temperatures when you get into, you know, a restaurant, or, you know, if employers are asking you to do that, to take your temperature before you get into work each day?
Yeah, actually, you know, there's a whole different aspect of this, which is how do you get businesses back to normal? How do you get the employees back to working safely and not spreading disease to each other and to the customers of the businesses? So there's an occupational health component of that. And, you know, one of the things that is recommended is every morning, you know, employees either at home or at work come in, take their temperature and answer a series of questions to see if they've got any symptoms, because as you just spoke, it's, you know, there are times when you feel okay and you may have a low grade temp, and all of a sudden you may be asymptomatic, or you may be mildly symptomatic, have mild symptoms, and you could potentially spread the virus to your to the other employees or staff in the business, and then to customers. So yeah, there's a big push and recommendation that businesses do that.
Okay, having said that, go ahead and give us the results. Nicole, Roy, myself, we took the antibody test, which, unlike the swab, is a pinprick, a little pinprick to get some blood. How did we do?
So all three were also negative.
Oh!
I wanted to be positive!
I know. That's pretty funny. You know, at one time, Germany wanted to create these immunity certificates. Well, if you had antibodies, you could go out and, you know, do work, not be confined, et cetera. But the issue with the antibodies, as you guys know, is that even if you have them, we don't know if they suggest immunity or not. It's too early.
Mm-hmm.
And so everybody's like, I've met a lot of young people who are like, I wish, you know, I was positive for antibodies because then I could lead my normal life and not worry.
I would have been a test subject. I would have gone out.
Everybody wants that, but at this point, we don't know if it suggests immunity. So it's kind of it's still too early. We hope, because that's how this works. Now there's a subset of people now who don't create antibodies. A very small percent of people don't create antibodies because their immune systems actually take care of the virus early on without having to create antibodies against it. So it's a very small subset of people, but antibodies, we hope at some point will help us with this. And like I said, we cannot suggest immunity at this point. We can just say you were exposed, you had it,
okay,
and you did okay.
Dr. Z with BetterMed, we had a text here into the studio that says that if you get the antibody test. And
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
If you think you had it back in January, would it still confirm it that far back?
Yes, absolutely. So you get, there are two main antibodies that are tested for. One is IgM and the other one is IgG. And IgG is a long-term immunity, or the big antibody as we discussed. So that should be present.
Okay.
Dr. Z, let me ask you this. You as a doctor keeping an eye on things, do you suspect that we are still in that 12 to 18 month range for getting some sort of a vaccine? What's your latest thinking on that?
You know, it's funny you say that, but in medicine, you know, anytime that we're not sure how long anything's going to take, that's the range that we put, 12 to 18 months. Because it really is. It could be sooner, but that's, realistically, that's a timeline that you have to consider because you have to do human trials.
Hold on. Roy's laughing at you because basically what you're telling us.
It's like what airplane pilots do. All right, we're going to be stuck here for another 15 minutes.
Or Spectrum Internet's coming between 1 and 4 and they get there at 7.
That's exactly it. It's one of these where it's realistically, that's usually how long it should take to create a vaccine. You know, if you are able to get all your ducks in a row, but realistically,
is there anything you like? I mean, realistically, is there anything you're keeping an eye on that you're hopeful for?
No, I'll be honest. So many people are working on this that, you know, we're hoping it'll be sooner. Now, that being said, it could be like, you know, like your flu vaccine where it may help you may have to, you know, because of antigenic drift or how the virus mutates.
Yeah.
Seasonally, we may have to create a new vaccine. So there's a lot of what ifs.
Okay.
But you know, it's an interesting time. But hopefully, with the focus that there is right now in the U.S., European Union, and Asia, is somebody's going to get something to market sooner than we would want or that we would expect.
All right, we have Dr. Zabeos, Dr. Z, as we're calling him, from BetterMed. Who gave us the antibodies and the COVID-19 test results, which everyone on the show is negative. The governor here is considering making masks mandatory. Doctor, is it still, because there's always contradicting information. You know, WHO at one point said, you know, you shouldn't wear masks. Then people in the community said, oh, hey, no, that's not right. And then they kind of retracted. Like, what is your thought? Like, do the masks, even just like a cloth bandana, is that really stopping the spread? Is that really protecting you?
So going back to masks, realistically, so masks have a couple of purposes, right? The first purpose is to keep you from getting sick from someone else. So the best mask for that is the N95 mask. But that, you know, at this point, because of shortage, you know, that's only being recommended for frontline people who work in healthcare or frontline personnel who deal with sick people. So that mask is essentially, you know, right now they're not recommending population wear that mask because we don't have enough to provide to our doctors, nurses, techs, EMTs that work taking care of these very sick patients. So second type of mask, surgical mask, is a little bit better. And then you go to the cloth mask, right? Or the face coverings that we have. And there's a lot of controversy with those masks. You know, do they work? Do they not work? And those masks keep other people from getting sick by you because they're keeping you from spreading large droplets of the virus. Now, how much do they work? That's very controversial, right?
Yeah.
But in putting that together with social distancing and some tracing, there have been some results from Italy and New York City that there have been a decrease in cases by making people wear masks and social distancing. So how much of that was due to the mask itself? We don't know. But putting all those other components together, we know that it decreases the incidence of transmission. So, you know, it's a very politically charged, you know, issue because a lot of people are saying, well, you can't tell me what to do.
Sure.
You know, the evidence doesn't back it up. But I'll tell you, you know, this is one of the best pieces of advice that I always tell people. You know, sometimes you just have to ask your doctor, what would he do or what does he do at home? What does he tell his family, right? So I personally, you know, I'm wearing a mask. My kids are wearing a mask. My wife is wearing a mask. So I think that kind of answers your question.
Okay.
I recommend it. Now, can I back it up and prove that masks by themselves, just a regular face covering cloth mask, really decrease the incidence? No, but common sense dictates that, you know, you will decrease transmission.
I do like the idea of asking the doctors, what are you doing for your family? I do like that. That's an interesting concept. So
I like asking a real estate agent, where do you live?
That's
and then
awesome.
I want to move to their neighborhood.
Yeah, that's
too.
Also a good question, too. Let me ask you this, doctor. Is you and your family going out to eat? In restaurants?
So that's a great question. I am, but what we are doing is we are doing patio dining, right? So we know that there's a decreased incidence of transmission when you're outdoors. So we have gone out Since this started, we have gone out twice, and we have eaten outside. So, mm-hmm. Yes.
Any recommendations on something on the menu that you like, Dr. Z?
No, let's not bother you with that. Come on.
All right. Go ahead.
No, but I just wanted to make sure one of the big components of this is just really, really good hand washing. And, you know, just good hand washing or, you know, that's ideal. If you can't do it, you know, the alcohol gels, the Purells, all those really, you know, I carry those with me everywhere. So I've got one in each of my pockets because you're going in through doors and, you know, you want to be careful. You want to be cognizant, and I think that's what helps. And
I mean, I never washed my hands before this. I'd only washed my hands after I used the restroom, which is disgusting.
You can see Roy's fingerprints again. It's amazing.
Yeah, so I now wash all the time.
Dr. Z, thank you for joining us. We're going to keep your info and your number in our Rolodex. If we have any other questions, we'd love to reach out to you over there at BetterMed. Thanks a lot for your time.
Absolutely. It was great talking to you guys. You guys have a great morning.
Great chat. Thanks, Dr. Z. There he goes. Dr. Z, who's basically telling you hawks out there who hit us yesterday saying that the masks don't care. There's no big deal. I'm not wearing one. It doesn't matter. He agrees that he can't 100% say it prevents it. But for Pete's sakes, if it gets us back to reality a little bit and helps level out the curve, let's try it.
Well, yeah. I mean, if there's some studies that says it's working.
You could walk to New York or you could drive.
Right. What does that have to do with anything?
The mask is like driving. It'll make things move faster, you see.
Got you.
So you don't have the antibody. You don't have the virus. I don't have the antibody or the virus. But Nicole just got back off a plane.
Oh, we're sitting
her ass
back.
Is going back to BetterMed today, right?
I'm giving you 2 weeks to see if you develop symptoms. And you going back.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.